It's now time for our local artist interview section. I'm really excited about this one. We once again have Miss Rosie with us here to talk about our interview with Jordan Mack. How are you doing?
Good. How about you guys?
Really great. So tell us a little bit about your experience interviewing.
It was definitely interesting. He's really nice, and he went to ISU like a couple years ago, so that was interesting to like get to talk to an ISU alum, and he's like working through his music, and he's talked to us about like going through the music scene during the pandemic, which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah. Absolutely. I know that the song we have featured is actually kind of inspired by that, but you'll hear a little bit more about that in the interview. So without further ado, here it is, Jordan Mack on WZND.
So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about Jordan Mack.
All right. So Jordan Mack is my artist name. I specialize in hip hop music. I've been writing raps ever since I was 8 years old, so it was always my passion, but most of my life I kind of just kept it to myself. It was kind of always my form of therapy and dealing with problems, so once in a while I'll pop out and maybe rap battle some kids on the bus or something. They'd be like, dang, he's actually really good and stuff, but mainly I would just kind of keep it to myself. I was always kind of shy growing up, but it wasn't really until towards the end of college that I started like putting it out there more, and then like people are always like blown away because, you know, I've been pretty much working on my craft since I was 8 years old. So yeah, I graduated college in 2020 actually from Illinois State, and it was like right after that that I started learning how to mix and master my own music and started dropping songs that following fall. So now I've been consistently dropping songs for about 3 years now. I'm starting to do shows. Yeah, just trying to take this as far as I possibly can. It's always been my dream and the thing that I'm most passionate about. Aside from writing raps, I'm writing all my own songs. I like do all the mixing and mastering, and I'm learning how to produce as well. So I want to be able to do everything.
Nice. What are your favorite things about doing music?
I guess I know that it's my passion because they say like if you know that you would never get paid for it, would you still do it for free? And like my answer is always yes, because since I was a kid, it was my only form of therapy. So I definitely think that everybody needs some type of creative outlet. You know, I sit down and write a song and it's like, oh, that was on my mind. I didn't realize that I was going to end up talking about that or something. And like always feel better afterwards. But, you know, some songs aren't always super deep. Some of them are just like party songs, like the college one. But
nice. Now, you said you're into like the R&B hip hop vibe, but who are your musical style inspirations?
Yeah, so Kid Cudi's probably number one. Kid Cudi, definitely. Man on the Moon 1 and 2 are like my favorite albums. Mac Miller, he really inspired me. I never really got into him until I was in college. And I think a lot of the lyrics made more sense to me then rather than if I were to listen to it when I was younger. So yeah, so definitely Mac Miller.
I actually listened to College before this and I really love it. Can you tell me more about your song?
Yeah, definitely. So I wrote that song while I was still at ISU in 2020. So it was right after Corona had first hit, so it canceled the rest of our senior year. So we were on spring break and we got the news. And then after that, we came back and literally I wrote that song instead of doing my homework one day.
That's awesome. But,
the lyrics and the stories in the song are like all pretty crazy. A lot of it was kind of inspired by that spring break. That was kind of like the last hurrah of college before, because we were, I want to say it was like Wednesday or Thursday when we got the news that the virus canceled the rest of the semester. So I was like, dang, man, this is like, I guess this is like our last hurrah of our senior year. So
nice.
Hey, this is Jordan Mack, and you guys are listening to my new song, College, on 103.3 WZND's New Music Monday.
Do you have a favorite memory of performing or from your songwriting process?
I feel like that one might have been my favorite one, like in terms of like memories, how I wrote it, because it just kind of felt like, it's kind of like a joke I would always say that like college isn't like the movies, like how they say it's like most of it kind of sucks and you know you got to do homework and stuff. It's like, man, it'd be cool if it was like the movies all the time. So that was kind of like the like daydream state when I like wrote the song was like imagining if like college was actually like movies all the time, but then like put like a bunch of my own stories into the verses. Kind of like not everything worked out exactly how I wanted it to in college, but like making that song and like getting that out of the experience was like, you know, like I got this song and I'm thankful for that.
And you mentioned that you've been releasing songs for the past 3 years, but do you have any upcoming projects?
I'm working on putting together my first EP that would be like the first actual project. It's all I've ever put out as singles. So I'm aiming to do that within the next few months, but I'm working on performing more shows and putting together my own events as well, as I feel like I know a lot of talented artists that, you know, need a bigger platform. So definitely want to start putting together more events soon and hopefully do something out by ISU soon too, before the end of this semester.
Thank you again so much, Jordan Mack, for interviewing with us here at New Music Monday. It was great to get to talk to you, and I really loved that song.